the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Past and over o'clock, we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lane, Jr. Mark Davila.
And this is Movie Cynics,
yes,
Netflix Reviews.
Yes, reviewing.
What did you watch this
Only
week,
the
Mark?
Best.
Anything?
I saw...
Nope, didn't watch a thing.
Well, on Netflix, I saw Parallels.
Wait, I mean, I told you to watch that.
Yeah, and I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Really good. It's a modern-day Sliders.
We talked about Sliders a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Now... What's up with this quote-unquote movie is that it's not really a movie. They put it on there like it's a movie, but really, it was a pilot that they just gave up on, and they just decided, well, fuck it, it's a movie now.
They didn't give up on it. They just made it. I can't find out why they made it. They just did. And the guy who made it, I followed him on Twitter just in case they update when it comes out. He's trying to get it made as a series, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's really good.
It's not easy to go to series, because you have to... Someone's going to have to say, okay, we're gonna, you know...
Fork over all this fucking money.
Yeah,
that's
millions of
is.
Dollars to make your show. I mean, that show probably needs a pretty big budget.
Yeah, that's the thing with those sci-fi type shows. Too much money. That's why they never really last.
That reminds me, there's this other show on there called... Oh, what the fuck is it called? It's, she can time travel, and I think I mentioned this before actually. She thinks she can time travel, but
I show on where
on Netflix. I thought it was a movie, but it ended up it was just a web series that they all put all together.
Huh?
And it was shit. I stopped watching it.
Oh yeah, it's new to me. I don't think you even told me about it, did you?
It was like, what the fuck is that? I don't remember what it was called.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I don't recall you telling me about it.
Yeah, I did.
Because it'd make an impact. She can time travel? And what?
Well, she had to try to save her from her school from being bombed. That's the whole thing.
Really? That's all you fucking do with time travel?
Well,
seems
I don't,
like kind of a waste.
For some reason, when in these movies, whenever they do this, they can only do certain things for some reason. You know? There's always some kind of like restrictions. Like, well, I can't go back to this year. Whatever in the budget. Like,
yeah.
I can only go back to where...
I can only go back to last week. Fuck it. I don't want to eat that ham sandwich because I got food poisoning. So I'm going to do that. And then that's about the movie, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah. But like I said, Parallels, though, check it out. Really good. I really enjoyed it. If you're a fan of Sliders, you know, parallel worlds, it's a little weird because there's no, like, portal or anything. It's a fucking building. But, I mean, that's just part of the movie. Like, a whole building just fucking
like,
goes
I like
it's good. I mean, I like it, too. I'm curious to see where it would go because they leave it, like, on, you know, not really a cliffhanger, but it's kind of open-ended because they're expecting it to be a fucking series.
Well, if you think about it, I think that it's...
You're right.
Shut up. I think that it could make a really good series, but it was just so much going on in it that no one's going to put out that much kind of money for it.
Well, yeah. They want sure things. If, like, 10 million people sign a petition, they'd say, well, there's your audience. Okay, here's some money. But they're not going to take a fucking chance.
It's too bad, because it was a good show.
I know, or it would have been a good show.
Riley Rewind. I finally found it. That's what it's called, and it's shit.
Huh. Sounds bad.
I didn't know it was like some shitty web series that some guy made.
Hmm.
And you know, you look up time travel on Netflix too, and it brings up a bunch of movies that have nothing to do with time travel.
Traveling. I mean, it takes time to travel, so I mean, they have a point.
Why aren't there more time travel movies?
Because I haven't made it yet. Or did I?
But don't you think there would be more? Like, it's such a great genre, but they don't, people don't address it that much. Maybe because it's too hard to do, like, logistically, to make a show about that, because you can, like I said, you gotta make it so you can only go back to, I can only go back 5 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, as you said, you know,
because if you're gonna travel all over the place, you know, you can't do a lot.
Yeah. Alright, what'd you watch?
What? We're still talking about time travel, I thought.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Never mind. Alright. I started watching this Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is a new Tina Fey movie that's out on Netflix. Or, not movie, a series.
Now, I saw the... I don't know. I was on some social media, and some Netflix thing popped up. And so, huh, new Netflix series. So I hit play on it, saw the preview, and it looked like a piece of shit. Nothing funny about it. You know, normal, horrible jokes you'd expect. So I'm like, not gonna bother with this shit. But you actually seen it, so you go ahead.
Well, I watched, I'm going to watch all of them.
Okay.
I don't know if I enjoy it or what, but I was watching it. But I have not laughed at all during the whole entire show.
And that's my problem with it.
But there's tons of people, like, I mean, literally, like, everyone I see that has talked about it has said it's the greatest show ever. It's the most hilarious thing they've ever seen. The critics that I respect, who I read other stuff by them, and I always like their opinions, they talk about how it's such a great show.
But they're like that with everything, though.
No, they're not. It's because the same people...
I'm not talking about the critics. I'm just talking about people in general.
But what? No. These critics, they put down other shows, and I agree with them. They like shows, and I agree with them. How come this show doesn't make it... It's totally... Like, I don't understand.
I don't know, but it seems like nothing is fucking funny. I tell you what. I streamed Adam Carolla's movie that came out last week, and I was so fucking bummed out because I love Adam Carolla. I've been listening to every fucking episode of his podcast for like the last, I don't know, fucking like 3-4 years. Like, I really enjoy his show. I really like him. I watched his fucking movie, Road Hard, and I thought, wow, The Hammer was a really good movie, because this one isn't. It was so fucking horrible.
Well, in that case, I guess it was pretty split, the audience and critics.
Yeah, I know. The critics, I agree with the critics. Like, I think they were spot on. There was no fucking laughs. Every joke, if you listen to a show, every joke was just one of the jokes that you've heard a million times on his podcast. Like, every fucking single one.
But here's the thing. Yeah, there's some people saying it's bad. Nobody but me. I've seen maybe 3 reviews. Like, even on, like Amazon reviews and stuff. Or not Amazon reviews, but, you know, like, IMDb reviews, where people are just super negative on the internet. I found, like, 3 reviews that were somewhat negative, but not really. The rest were all, like, 5 stars for The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, I don't get it. Especially with the internet. I mean, there's a bunch of negative shit out there.
So I don't.
I think the negative shit gets ignored, though, sometimes.
I don't know.
Well, I always say, we're not really allowed to have a negative opinion, because if you have a negative opinion, you just get labeled as a fucking troll, and you're just on there to be negative. You're not even entitled to your opinion anymore. If you think something is a piece of shit, you're automatically cast aside. Your opinion doesn't matter now.
I don't know, like I said, it's not a horrible show.
That's what
show.
I see.
It's not a horrible show. Mark would hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the preview and I fucking
hate
it.
But most things I watch, Mark would hate, so that doesn't mean anything.
I'm just thinking about the Adam Carolla one. I was really bummed out. I'm like, I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I gotta keep watching this fucking thing. I fucking paid for it. This is so fucking bad. And then when I heard his reaction, of course, his reaction is, all the critics hate it because the critics are against him. The critics don't like him. Not that maybe I didn't put out a fucking good movie.
And it sounds like something you would say, though.
That's what everyone would say. If we put something out and people fucking bashed it, of course we're going to say, like, listen, I watched it. I know it's fucking good. Like, what's their problem? That's just human nature. Like, if you put something out there and you believe in it, anyone else who doesn't, they're fucking wrong.
Anyways, one last thing. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm thinking about it. There's a show called Magic City on Netflix.
Thinking about watching it.
And it's about a guy named Ike Evans. He's the king of Miami, thanks to his hotel, which hosts celebrities of all types. But things change when Castro's rebels take over Cuba in 1959. It sounds good.
There was some other... Netflix is putting out a shitload of series now.
Yeah,
there was some other one. I don't know what it
was. Marco Polo.
No, I seen most... I stopped watching it like two episodes before the end. But that was pretty good.
Well, that's the Mark way. Watch something. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to start watching on there.
No, there was another one. Like the coach from like Friday Night Lights was in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I seen like, oh, that guy. But I'm not... I don't think I'm interested, but...
I mean, I'd love to start watching Mad Men, but I tried once and I just couldn't get into it.
You're fucking dumb, because everyone loves that, apparently.
It's not a bad show. I liked it, but I just stopped watching it.
What do you mean?
No, because you know what happens is, I'll watch the first episode, and unless the, like, some shows, the first episode is like, oh, I'm into it. But, you know, some shows take like 3 or 4 to really get into it. And when I look ahead and I see 5 seasons ahead, I'm like, eh.
You know what? Then it can't be that good, because you know... When something's really good, you watch one episode like, holy shit, this was good. And you can't stop yourself.
Not true, because Breaking Bad wasn't all that. I mean, I didn't like do that for Breaking Bad in the beginning.
You kept on watching.
I know, but it didn't really start to get good, I don't think, until a few episodes in.
Does that really fly? Why are you still watching it? It wasn't really good.
I don't know, man. Let's leave me alone.
Listen, if you want to be left alone, go to hotshotwizkids.com. We'll leave you alone, okay? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. Unbreakable, they alive, damn it. It's a miracle. Unbreakable, they alive, damn it. With females all strong and unbreakable.
That's gonna be, fascinating transition. Damn it!